Hank Callett is a contributing writer for NJ Spotlight, a content partner with Newsworks. He's taken an in-depth look at how New Jersey counts its homeless population and joins us now to help explain this. Hank Callett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a baseline of where things stand. What is the homeless population in New Jersey?
The numbers from the last homeless census, which was done in January, 13,900. That's part of a regular count that's done.
All right, so that's close to 14,000. This number, my understanding, is still quite high compared to the pre-recession figures that were taken back in 2005, which you say were about 8,200. So how bad did it get in New Jersey?
Well, it's definitely difficult to compare those numbers to the current numbers because there have been some changes in methodology and some definitional changes. But at least in terms of, let's say, the last 5 years, going back to 2010, the numbers have been relatively stable. They were as high as 14,078 and dropped in 2013 to 12,000. There are a lot of potential causes for why that might have happened. But the big one is that I think is it's really difficult to count the homeless. So saying with any certainty that it was a program or it was something else is kind of difficult.
You know, when we think of someone as homeless, you know, I usually think of someone who's sleeping outdoors on the sidewalks. But you say this homeless number count in New Jersey that brings it up to about 14,000 actually includes some people who are living in motels. Why is that?
There are a lot of many of the counties in New Jersey use hotels as essentially as homeless shelters, and the count includes a variety of shelter options. So basically, it's anything that's a private entity or a public entity that can put a temporary roof over somebody's head. Particularly in South Jersey, there are a lot of there's a significant amount of hotel use. And that actually makes up the bulk of people who are who are considered homeless right now. They're in either hotels or temporary shelters, et cetera.
Okay, so of the 14,000 that were counted this year, how many of the homeless are living unsheltered outside?
Well, according to the report issued by Monarch Housing Associates, they managed the count this year. Only 931 people were considered to be unsheltered. And again, the count takes place on a specific night in January and is designed only to provide a snapshot. That doesn't mean that there were only, you know, 900-some-odd homeless people living outside, but on that night, at the moment of that count, there were 931 people who were considered unsheltered.
Do you know is how New Jersey counts its homeless? Is that fairly consistent with how other states approach this?
Yeah, actually, the counting methodology comes from the federal government, from HUD, and it's part of every 2 years. In 2014 was one of those years. States are required to do a census of their homeless following a very specific methodology. Now, New Jersey does one every year, but they're only required to submit to the federal government every other year.
Governor Christie entered the governor's office in January 2010. In 2012, he announced a strategy to combat homelessness. What has been his approach?
He appointed an interagency council designed to take a look at all of the programs that the state offers. And the council is chaired by the commissioners of Human Services and the Department of Community Affairs. And they've brought together people from the public sector, the private sector, to try and develop a 10-year plan to specifically combat homelessness in the state. This may or may not include consolidating or expanding programs and that kind of thing. They are the charge for that interagency council runs out at the end of this year when they're expected to issue a draft of the 10-year plan to the governor, and then once the governor approves it, my understanding, I think, is it goes to the assembly, to the state legislature. That's been the primary focus. There have been, you know, on the ground efforts at different times when emergency situations have come up, and I know that there was a specific task force appointed by the governor to deal with some very specific issues in Atlantic City, and which, for my understanding, is that a lot of that has been addressed by creating a single intake process in Atlantic City and engaging both public and private partners in that.
Hank Callett is a contributing writer to NJ Spotlight, a content partner with NewsWorks. Hank, thanks so much for helping us out.
Oh, no problem.